You're listening to SBS News.
The Royal Commission into Aged Care began in 2018. The then Aged Care Minister for the Coalition Government, Richard Colbeck, said its purpose was clear.
We called the Royal Commission for a reason. We wanted a forensic investigation of the whole aged care system, one that hasn't been done in the form that it's been done through the Royal Commission for decades, in a generation.
What that forensic examination found was widespread evidence of neglect and abuse in the aged care sector, with medication one of the top three concerns. The practice of chemical restraint attracted many of the headlines at the time. Dr. Penny Wood from the John Richards Centre for Rural Ageing Research at La Trobe University says it remains an ongoing issue.
My big issue here is the use of medication to sedate patients just to make their life easier as well, which is not supposed to still happen, but it still does. See it all the time.
Others say it's not just about what medicine is being given out, but how it's administered. Paul Vestige from the Combined Pensioners and Superannuants Association told the Royal Commission in 2019 it used to be the case that registered nurses handled medications all the time. But now, personal care staff often provide drugs to residents in what's called a Webster pack. The pack is a small box which has individual compartments where pills can be stored for different days of the week.
The medications that people need to take are supposed to be given to them by a nurse, at least an enrolled nurse, and in some cases a registered nurse, but quite often it's actually personal care workers that go around and look, well, it's Tuesday morning, so Mrs. Johnson gets the pills that are in that little box.
SBS News has been able to verify that Webster packs, known as a dose administration aid, are commonly used. But Associate Professor Marie Benoth from Charles Sturt University says Webster packs and other dosage aids can be very problematic. She says their usage has been driven by a desire to save money, not to improve quality of life for residents.
I can't say all, but the use of Webster packs is widespread, I would say universal, because using the Webster pack means that a care worker or an unskilled person can be giving the medication, because all they're doing is taking it out of the pack and giving it to the older person to take. So it had to do with cost and with personnel that registered nurses were then taken out of that role.
She says personal care attendants, otherwise known as nurses' aides, are increasingly responsible for giving complex medication to people who are at risk.
Up to 63% of residents in residential aged care take 9 or more medications a day. Now, those medications have different reactions. They interact with each other differently, and they're in an older body, so the chances of adverse drug reactions are very high. And it's incumbent on the person giving the medications to be also watching for those adverse drug reactions. But our care workers don't have the skills and knowledge to do that.
Sue Walton is one such care worker from New South Wales.
Many years ago, when Howard changed the Aged Care Act, all the rules went out the window. So over a period of time, I've been in the same facility for 18 years, we lost registered nurses. Our endorsed enrolled nurses lost the ability to do their jobs. We lost cleaners, kitchen staff and laundry staff. That all goes on to you.
Ms. Walton says that in her decades as a nursing aide, a lack of staffing means some drugs are delivered too late, while inexperienced employees can also make mistakes.
And not everybody either knows their residents. So you could go in and be in a rush, and even though there's photographs on there, they've gone in and said, "Oh, Mrs. Jones," and they go, "Yes." So they'll give them the medication, and it's not Mrs. Jones. You are in a facility where people are confused. It happens. It happens quite often. They'll give them the wrong medication, or they'll give the wrong medication to the wrong resident.
But aged care providers see little issue with using medication devices. Paul Sadler is from the Aged and Community Care Providers Association, a group representing a range of major aged care providers.
They are extremely widespread, and it is good practice to use medication-trained personal care workers to administer medications from Webster Packs or similar systems. It's been probably 15, 20 years since the registered nurses did all of the medication administration in aged care. We need our registered nurses available to manage the clinical complexities, not to just be delivering pills to people at the bedside, which can be safely done using medication administration aids like Webster Packs.
Researchers say the overall system of accountability for a resident's care needs improving. For Marie Bonoff, making sure a resident has the right medicine for their condition can be an issue if there's no continuity of care.
An older person can be admitted to an aged care facility with the medications that might have been relevant when they were in the community, but they're not necessarily reviewed when they go into the aged care facility. Also, they may not be able to use the same GP they had. They may have to change to the GP that visits the aged care facility. Now, often, because our GPs are so busy, often it takes quite a while before a GP can visit, assess the older person and write out prescriptions.
Dr. Penny Wood says if someone's condition changes, the usage of Webster Packs makes it hard for medication to be adjusted accordingly.
It's not always easy to do that quickly, I guess, when a medication has to be repacked. You know, a doctor comes in at the end of the day, changes the medication, but the pharmacy's not open.
The federal government oversees aged care homes, but Sue Walton says many facilities know when an inspector is coming and they prepare accordingly. She says it's about passing that inspection test, not ensuring staff always have the resources they need to look after residents properly.
Even though they don't tell them when they're coming, I don't know how they find out, but they send someone in, you know, weeks and weeks before to make sure the paperwork's right. They'll have the staff working double time to make sure the area is perfect, everything in the fridge has to be labelled, you name it, it's all done. So they walk in the door and it's perfect.
And Dr. Wood says there is little incentive for homes to ensure improvements are made. She says that medication reviews are regularly conducted. But she says in her experience, any recommended or ordered medication changes are not always implemented.
It was interesting, I could do a review every 12 months and often I'd come in 12 months later and nothing had changed. I'm like, well, I picked up there was an issue with this. Why has this not been dealt with? And I don't know if it was the doctor or the nursing home.
The complexity of care needs and a lack of accountability is one of the reasons why the Nurses Union has been pushing so hard for so long for staffing ratios. Ratios apply for state government-run homes in many Australian states, but they don't apply for privately-run facilities. A mandated minimum ratio means that a registered nurse must be rostered on for every shift to match the number of residents who are there. Paul Sadler says aged care providers would be happy to put on more staff and give registered nurses more patient hours if they had the funding from the government. The federal government was contacted for comment. The Department of Health Response referred SBS to the Medication Management Guidelines for Aged Care Homes, which confirms dose aids are widely used, mentions the limitations, and discusses the shelf life of medications put into Webster Packs. Deborah Grawk, SBS News.